Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Live 8:47 on this Friday morning, Wisconsin's Morning News. Eric Bilstead, Vince Vetrano, Debbie Lazico with you. Adam's on news, and Greg Pancake Hill produces this program.
Yeah.
We talk every day after the show. What are we doing tomorrow? What do we got coming up for the rest of the week? Some things make it into the rundown. Others do not, and so we assign Greg Pancake Hill to whip up a little something with the leftovers in this piece we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Do you want to hear it again?
Absolutely.
You good?
Okay. I am good.
Keep it going.
Good. All right,
keep
here it is. Oh, it's going to go. You trust
who
me.
Who did this? Eric?
It
or you?
Is it makes finally. You smile, doesn't it? It does. Doesn't it make you smile? It will for the next couple of days and weeks. All right, it's finally here. The Olympics are back, my friends, just hours away from the opening ceremony. So, listen, I watched the Olympics, but I wouldn't consider myself like an Olympics guy. You know, I'm like the casual Olympics watch. I'm watching
it's
the,
on. Right, I'll watch this.
Exactly. But if I'm going to like, hey, I want to watch that, it's usually the medal game, like the gold medal, whatever it is. But I think that's going to change this year. But before I get to that, Vince Vetrano, what's your favorite Olympic event to watch?
In the summer games?
Yes.
I suppose probably gymnastics. There's a lot of drama, a lot of storylines. The personalities are usually good.
Wrong. Eric Bilstead, what's your favorite Olympic event to watch?
Swimming is always kind of entertaining.
Also incorrect. Debbie, what's your favorite Olympic event to watch?
I know where you're going, but I'm going to say taekwondo.
It's also wrong. You're all wrong, but I'll give you a break. It's because you haven't seen your favorite Olympic sport yet, because it's making its debut this year in Paris next Thursday. What is the event called? It's called breaking, but you all know it as breakdancing. All right. For the first time ever. No, are you okay?
You're making this up.
I'm not making this up. This is actually happening. It's called breakdancing. If you're watching on the live here, you too, if for people who can't watch on the live stream, will watch this. This is an example of breakdancing right here. This is what it's going to look like. So describe to people what we're looking at.
Okay, I got a green mat. It appears to be official. Large crowd there. And on this mat is some solo breakdancing.
And judges. There's people standing and watching.
And there is. Yes, which will now be referred to, by the way, as we move forward through this discussion. It's called breaking, because that's what it's called in breaking circles, and we need to respect it. Call it what it is. If you call it breakdancing, you're a nerd. Okay? So it's breaking. All right, good.
Fine.
So this was what's great about this. I looked this up, and there was a super informative video.
Breaking is a one-on-one battle where athletes are judged on their dance moves.
yeah, they are. All right. Some fundamentals we need to get out of the way. There's some vocabulary to go over. A competition between two breakers is called a battle, which is the most ancient Greek OG Olympic I've ever heard of. So this definitely legitimizes it being a sport. So how is it scored? Judges rank battle performances on five categories. That goes musicality, vocabulary, originality, technique, and execution. Each category taking up 20% of the total score. Yes, you look inquisitive.
Well, musicality. What was the second one?
Vocabulary.
Vocabulary.
So it's like the move. Words. It's the moves you do. Each move has a name. Think of skateboarding, right? Have you ever heard of an ollie? 50,
yeah, sure.
50 backslide tail grab.
Yeah.
That's a move. Complete gibberish to people who aren't in the game, but that's what a move is. Same thing. These moves, they're called like frozen chair. They're called like up downs, dup downs. Like it's a whole lingo thing. There's a whole community behind it. It's pretty cool.
Do they mention them while they dance?
That'd be sweet if they shouted it out. They absolutely do not, though.
Here comes the chair freeze.
Here comes the chair freeze. That would be fantastic. But no, they don't. It's up to the judges to know. Again, if you're judging, you probably know what's going on. Battles are best of three rounds. Each round is called a throwdown, which, again, pretty cool. Each breaker has 60 seconds to put together their best throwdown that they can. And the best part is, athletes can be penalized for misbehavior.
Are you not entertained?
I can't wait. To watch this.
Misbehavior?
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. It's kind of like, they note in the video that it was New York, like urban site New York, is where breakdancing started, right? Old hip-hop of the 80s. This is just a way to dance to it, and it became competitive, much like rap battles. So if you're, like, stepping up on someone, if you've ever seen the Step Up movies, it gets pretty competitive.
I like that it's a battle, though. I like that it's one-on-one, and then a person advances.
Correct.
Because I like when they're interacting, and then you see, all right, do you one-up this other person? I also like the breakdown. What did you say? So there was...
So it's a battle, but each round is called a throwdown.
Yes, so like in tennis, you have point, game, set, match.
Correct.
And here you have
throwdowns to win the battle. It's a best of three is the way each round goes. All right, so what's the best part is it's making its Olympic debut in Paris this year. It made its junior Olympics debut back in 2018 in Buenos Aires, and this is electric.
Buenos Aires, 2018, Summer Youth Olympic Games. Break it, Bugo! Let's do this! Let's go!
Señoras y señores! Quiero que vamos a Argentina! Quiero escuchar ese ruido!
It's in Buenos Aires. It's in Buenos Aires, everybody.
Now, really nice touch.
Oh, really nice touch there. There's commentary?
There's commentary also.
Do they get a medal also?
Who get a medal?
The guys that are yelling?
They're part of like the organization. They're not. Each breaker doesn't have a like hype
entourage
man. Yeah, no, they don't. That would be sick.
I could do that one Olympic.
That would be nice. Could you? That maybe that's where the evolution of the sport goes. You bring in another player. You bring in a hype man type deal. And again, yes, like I mentioned, there is commentary as you pointed out, Vince. Here we go.
Emma qualified in fifth place, so she's done amazingly well to make it through to these finals.
Bitch, it makes it so much better. So it gets even better, right? Most importantly, you can watch, and this might be my favorite part, the entire competition is done in 2 days. The whole thing, the whole medal competition. Women battle on the 9th of August, men battle on the 10th, medals given out same day, all wrapping up in about 5 hours. So I will take a half work day to determine who gets an Olympic medal in this sport. If you'd like to watch, 9 a.m. Breaking starts each day, Friday, Saturday, ends about 2:30, solid half work day. USA's representative Jeffrey Lewis, Logan Erta, and Sunny Choi, and this is the digging I did, the one thing I could find on Sunny Choi, she left a six-figure job at Estee Lauder to pursue breaking full-time. The stakes couldn't be any higher.
I wish Casas was still around.
He might be. If you bring Casas out of retirement, be like, hey, you want to call this? Can you imagine Mike Tirico on the breaking call? So tell me, are you going to watch this or are you absolutely going to watch breaking?
I will go absolutely.
Ditto. Yep, absolutely.
Right. Welcome to your new favorite Olympic sport. It's breaking.
One more time before 9 o'clock, Deb.
Okay, no, you're not going to do my hype man thing? Come on. Scream in the background. Okay, never mind. 41 southbound.
Debbie Lazica going to take you out on the road. Let's go, D!